we had lots of fishing and, you know, ran around the bush and around the cattle stations, made lots of good friends.
Jess Ong on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Now, when it comes to romance, the Territory is full of it, right? Full of what might depend on your own experience and take on the matter. But in the world of romance books, the Territory is pretty well represented, thanks to the exploits of one award-winning writer who believes that there's more to romance novels than the damsel in distress front covers that you would have seen sitting sadly in waiting room baskets at doctors' surgeries. That's at least how I remember romance books. Mel Rowe is a local writer and internationally loved for her romance books about the bush. Hi, Mel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what's it like to be a romance writer?
Fun. It's a load of fun. You can create whatever you want. You can make dramas, but what's the beauty of the romance is everybody gets a happily ever after. So, yeah.
So that's the one thing you can guarantee, a happily ever after.
Yep, that's why it's such a popular genre to be read today is purely because they're an escape from all the dramas and the stress of what's happening in the world, that these books are. They can be light, they can be fluffy, they can be quite heavy or dramatic, but they're all guaranteed that happily ever after in the end.
Now, how did you get into romance writing?
I've always written, but yeah, I wrote a whole heap of books and a friend of mine found it and said, oh, this is romance. And I'm like, oh, no, it can't be, can it? You know, I keep thinking of bodice rippers and things like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, the genre of actually romance is the man and a woman or a partner who, you know, fall in love with each other and what they do to try and stay together in the end. I've mentioned before, Die Hard is actually one of the most famous romance movies around and people don't actually realise it's a romance.
Yeah, it's not action, guys.
It actually follows the genre. He's there to try and make up with his wife and, yeah, in the end he wins his wife over.
Now, I remember when we spoke earlier, you said romance books make up 78% of the book market. So it's obviously
the international book market. Yeah, 78%.
So you're
of
in
the world.
You're in for a pretty good chance if you want to be a romance writer. You're really hot stuff in the world of romance books. You've been nominated recently for two Romance of the Year Book Awards and have international bestsellers. So you must be stoking someone's fire, right? I guess.
It's the Territory. I actually write about the Territory. There's a lovely story. I've got a book club over in Alaska. They were trapped in a blizzard and all they had was their local librarian read out my first book that I ever did on the Territory. Well, when I found out about it, because they were trapped for 7 days inside and all they had was local radio, like what you guys do. And so I sent them the second one before it was released. And, yeah, well, they were all going to come over, but COVID hit and they couldn't come visit. So, yeah.
So you've taken the Territory to the Alaskan winter.
Yeah, Canada, it's quite popular over there as well. So, yeah, they quite love it.
So your books, as you said, are about the Territory. You're actually a rural romance writer, which is another thing I didn't know existed in the world of romance. So so what other genres within or subgenres within the romance book world are there?
Well, there's the big blanket one that's the contemporary, and under that you've got romance. Oh gosh, I can't remember them all. There's so many of them. There's romantic comedy, romantic suspense, romantic thriller. There's historical romance, Regency romance. There's the erotica romance, the bully romance, mafia romance, YA romance. The list goes on and on and on.
So there's actually, when you say mafia romance, that's books about romance within the mafia?
Yes. Yes, they're all.
It's a very niche market there.
It is very popular, though. They come and go. I mean, there's reversed harem where the woman has 30 men to choose from in her romance and all sorts to go with.
How saucy do your romance books get, Mel?
Mine aren't. No. No, that was a perfectly remarkable choice. They can be picked up by anyone from a 16-year-old child through to, you know, 75. I think the oldest reader I have, she's 94 in Southern America. She sends me these really cute little Christmas cards. So, yeah.
Wow. So you really
she quite likes it.
You've really developed quite a relationship with some of your readers. Do you think that is because you've made a conscious decision for your books not to be gratuitous and saucy?
Yes. I actually, the Elsie Creek series started purely for my mother so that she could read it. Because she wanted to read it, and she said she didn't want any swear words, she didn't want this, she didn't want that. So I put it in there. There's sex in there, but it's closed doors.
And what does that mean? Exactly, closed doors.
It means that, yeah, you just sort of fade to black like a movie.
Oh, okay. And the reader does
just
the rest.
The end of it. Yeah, and leave it up to the reader's imagination to do the rest. So, yeah.
It's 27 past 10 on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory. I'm talking to Mel Rowe, who's one of the Territory's only romance writers and a very successful one at that. Mel, how long does it take you to write a book?
It depends on the story. Christmas Dust, the one that's sort of really whomping in all the awards at the moment around Australia, that one took 6 days to write.
From start to finish?
Yep, just when the idea hit me, I just sort of sat there and that was it. It was there and done. So, yeah, I'm quite surprised that one actually it really won the heart of a lot of people around the world. So, yeah.
And as you say, your series is called the Elsie Creek series. So there is how many in that series at the moment?
There's book number 5 is about to be published in 75 days. But there's about 11 of them, and then there's the offshoots. But, yeah, no, this next one that's coming out actually wasn't meant to be in the actual series. It just sort of happened. So, again, that one came out. I think that took just over seven days to write.
So is your mind just full of romantic ideas at all times?
Oh, Territory is a romantic place. It's rugged and romantic but romance, the actual word of romance, can be described in so many different ways. It's not just the romance of between people, but it's the romance and the love of the country. It's the love of the land. It's love of the people that you actually deal with as part of your lifestyle. So, yeah.
So the romance in your book goes a lot further than, just between two people who are chasing each other.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I've dealt with things like the psychological mental health of people who in remote regions and how sometimes it can trigger mental health issues and depression from being alone out in such a remote environment through to, stressing out with your mother coming to visit through to, dramas with your father-daughter syndromes. There's all sorts of little things that goes through it. I deal with homelessness as well. So, yeah. Mm.
Do you know if there's any readers in the Territory, like in especially remote or rural?
No.
So it's interesting. So you're writing about the Territory for a non-Territory market.
Yes. I've only just brought my books into Australia, so you can actually get them online now. But there's nowhere in the Territory you can actually buy them, even though I write about the Territory. I'm promoting the Territory, so there you go.
Yeah, you're doing a good tourism job there, Mel. Good on you. Well, best of luck with, everything. Not that it sounds like you really need it. Everyone seems to be lapping up your books outside of the Territory, so good on you. Whatever you're doing right.
Well, thank you. There's plenty more coming. The Territory is just such a wonderful place to write about. So having lived here that long, it's why not share those little stories that people share around the campfire and or at the bar? So why not?
Yeah, totally. You're that person who's just jotting down all of those ideas, are you, when someone's moaning about their husband?
Yeah, careful what you're saying when there's a writer in the room.
Yeah, that's a good life tip, Mel. Thank you. Thanks, Mel.
All right, no worries. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Mel Rowe, who is one of the Territory's only romance writers. Sounds like it's a good thing to get into if you don't mind spinning a happily ever after story and, getting a bit hot and heavy if that's how you choose to go down in your book. So, Mel Rowe on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.